Well, hello everybody. Today is day six of St. Mary's Advent Bedtime Bible Stories. And today our story is called The Gift of Laughter. Are you ready? I'm ready. One, two, three, four, five. Try counting all the way up to 99. That's how old white-haired Abraham was when he stood underneath those millions of stars and tried counting them all. One, two, three, four, five. Oh my! Standing there under thousands and millions of blinking stars, Abraham had one question when God said he would give Abraham thousands and millions of children, as many as the stars in the sky. How? Abraham and his wife didn't even have one kid. They didn't even have one grandchild. They only had an old, worn-out prayer that God would give them just one miracle child of their own to hold and to laugh with and to love forever. But wait. Who births the stars with the very breath of his mouth? God does. If God births stars, couldn't he make one old man and one old woman birth one little baby? Couldn't God grow a family into a love big enough to fill the sky? Abraham, God said. Everything is always more than it seems, more than you can see. I am doing unexpected things. I am sending you a child. And through that child, your family will grow big and the whole earth will be blessed. Abraham laughed happy. And when the news of a miracle child reached the ears of his wife, Sarah, she laughed too, but Sarah laughed sad. Sarah laughed the way you do when you think somebody is teasing you. And you laugh brave so you don't cry hard. Sometimes you use laughter like a shield to protect your heart. Could Sarah let down her guard and believe that God would be gentle with her dream to hold a child of her own? Sometimes, when your heart hurts, your head hurts to believe. Many months went by. The stars came out every night. Sometimes Abraham and Sarah went out on the hillside and tried to count them. Abraham's 100th birthday passed. Can you imagine trying to blow out 100 candles? And then, when Abraham was 100 years old, Sarah had a baby. A baby boy! Abraham leaned in close over the baby, his forehead gently touching Sarah's. Isaac. Abraham smiled. Isaac means laughter. They would laugh with him and love him forever. Sarah held little Isaac and laughed with joy to the heavens. God has brought me laughter. Her wrinkles and weariness melted away as her lips cradled her smile, her arms cradled her child. God brings us the gift of laughter, like bubbly, fizzy pop joy for our hearts. Joy is the gigantic secret gift that God gives and we never stop unwrapping. We were once all alone, but now we've been given a child, the many, many, many great grandson of Abraham, baby Jesus. And Jesus makes us laugh because he's coming to save us and free us from all our fears. All fear comes from thinking that somewhere, sometime, God's love will end. But God's unbeatable, unstoppable, unwrappable love for you will never, no matter what, end. So we can loosen up and relax, because all our heavy, sad chains have been loosed, and we can laugh free because of Jesus, the other miracle child who came to us to help us laugh. I wonder, when was the last time you laughed a big fizzy laugh? I wonder how that felt. Well, that's the end of our story for this evening. So good night, everybody. Sleep tight. I'll see you tomorrow.